Do you want to get to my next guest, though, because we're talking about the concrete levy, and there's been significant pushback from a number of different Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil TDs by way of the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meetings last night, but also generally in the media, to the idea of the 10% levy on concrete blocks, pouring concrete and other concrete products from April 3rd of 2023. Representatives of the construction sector have warned the move will slow down the government's housing plan for all, by adding to building costs. One of those is Conor O'Connell, Director of Housing and House at the House Builders Association with the Construction Industry Federation. Conor, good morning to you. Look, you're not happy.
Good morning, Jerry.
Is it 2,000 to 3,000 euro a year you're projecting this will cost from April onwards?
We're still assessing the cost of it, but there's no doubt. And the best case scenario could be as low as 1,500 euro. That's for a smaller type house. But look, on an average, what we're guesstimating at the moment is somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 euro. The Society of Chartered Surveyors came out late yesterday evening and estimated the levy would roughly cost between 3,000 to 4,000 euro. So it's still being assessed, but it's not insignificant.
Okay,
it's a significant increase.
I'm aware. Look, in the context of people trying to gather the money together for deposits, particularly if you're a young couple, first time buyers, or others, trying to every euro counts when you're trying to build or to buy a house. But in the context of a house, 350,000 euro, let's just say, is 1,000 or 2,000 euro going to make a massive difference?
This is on top of other costs that were outside of our control that increased. So look, from February 2021, we did an analysis and it showed that concrete products and concrete had increased by roughly 30%. Another 10% on top of this. Why are we imposing extra costs at a time of very, very significant material cost increases? We've had an exceptional period over the last, 2 years in terms of material availability, the cost of materials, and the increased costs of purchasing materials. So why would we deliberately, through a levy, through another taxation measure, actually further increase the costs? And don't forget, this will be a compounded cost. Who knows what's going to happen now over the next 6 months in terms of material cost increases, given everything that's happening in the world at the moment. And another 10% on that. So while a block might cost 68 cents a block at the moment, it could be going up to 70 cents more in the next few months, and that's another 10% on top of that. So it's a controllable cost. So any costs within your control, you'd seek to minimise, not increase.
Okay, and that's why you're not happy with this. We have a question in here in relation to the actual cost of it. Will that include VAT? Someone wants to know.
Well, the overall cost that I've just estimated there, yes, is inclusive of VAT.
Okay, the government are doing this because they have to pay for the cost of, and the huge cost that's coming down the line for the redress scheme because of MICA, because of PIRET, because of defective apartments. The cost is 2.5 billion estimated at the moment. The measure likely to be in place for several years, given estimates at the scheme, could ultimately cost the state as much as 4 billion euro. So they're doing it to collect some money to offset that disaster.
They are, but look, from our perspective, we understand the dilemma. We understand that, look, the government has to find some means of paying for the cost of remediating what I understand are mainly one-off houses, mainly in the Donegal area, as a result of a faulty product that was supplied into the construction sector. We understand that and the difficulties of it, but we believe it is unjust and inequitable to charge everyone. It's not a levy on the construction industry. The way this will operate is it'll be a levy on someone building their own home, a levy on someone extending their own home, and it's just a completely inequitable. On new homes is charged at 13.5%. Already this year we've seen an increase in the output of the construction sector from 21,000 units. Approximately, we're guesstimating now towards the end of this year, 25, 26,000 units will be completed. There's already an increased tax outtake from the construction sector into government as a result of that increase in output. Surely some of that could be reassigned to cover the cost of the remediation.
Is that your answer as to how else could we do this? Take it from the extra taxes that come?
Exactly. We are producing more units at the moment. We're selling more units, fortunately. There's still high demand for our services and our products because, the population of Ireland has increased so much. And there's extra tax income coming from the industry. Yeah. Why not? why not, you know, assign some
of that? It'd have to be, Conor, it'd have to be a lot of extra tax income to try and cover 4 billion euro.
It is, but this measure is looking for is a modest sum, and it will be staged, the process of remediation. And don't forget as well, a concrete levy will actually increase the cost of remediation. So why would you do that? But look, the levy will, I think it was estimated, would raise 80 million euro. You know, again, we have to assess all of this in terms of the costs, but definitely there's no doubt about it. The increased VAT take alone, never mind PAYE and all the other taxes and charges that are levied on housing and a housing product would easily cover that 80 million euro per annum.
Yeah, Conor, the idea here from the government is to defray the cost. They're doing what they've done in the insurance industry when some pretty poor and pretty bad decisions were made, pretty reckless decisions were made by some of our insurers in the past, and all of a sudden everyone has to pay a little bit to try and cover the cost. That's the model that they're going for here, and that's why they're going for it again.
Yeah, but from our perspective, this is not a levy on the industry. This is a levy on the consumer. Ultimately, all input costs have to be passed on to someone. Look, and if you look at the operation of it, it is going to add significant costs at a time. It's an exceptional time that we've been in at the over the last number of years. It's been truly exceptional in terms of the rate of increase in construction materials. And we honestly believe that greater consideration should have been given to the economic impact of this, on not only on the industry, but on the consumer.
Should builders' profits have been targeted?
Again, that's just going to be mean another levy on the consumer. You know, ultimately, when we go and we seek finance to build a house, to build a housing estate, we have to show a margin. And unfortunately, over the last number of years, that margin has been, you know, very marginal in lots of instances. Any margin that was there was used up as a result of labour and material cost increases. So a tax on profits, if we can't show profits, we won't get the finance to build the housing units.
Okay, Conor, what do you say to those this morning who are looking around saying, well, hold on a second, whatever way you cut this, whether it's a levy that gets passed on to the consumer or whether, as you suggest, it goes to the taxpayer in increased taxes from the building industry that goes to pay for it, that it's the taxpayer or the consumer that's going to foot the bill. Why hasn't someone been held responsible for this? Why isn't there someone, you know, being some profit of an individual biller who was involved in putting mica blocks into houses on the line here?
Well, that's a good question. The people that, as I understand it, this was one individual. I'm not sure who the suppliers were, but certainly the suppliers of that faulty product that didn't certify it or whatever. I'm not sure if it was certified.
But there was more than just that. If you widen it out to the apartment and the faulty apartments as well and other issues like that, it's more than just one operator or one couple of operators here. There are lots of problems that contribute to this 4 billion euro bill.
But this is specifically a concrete levy to cover the mica costs.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, what's your view then on that point? That, you know, why aren't we seeing more people being held accountable for this huge bill?
That's exactly what we're saying. The people who were at fault should be held accountable, whether it's mica or whether it was the apartment defects. Look, there's been significant changes in relation to the building control regulations over the last number of years. Most of these issues arise pre-2014, since the introduction of the new regulations.
Okay, so you think the system is in place now to prevent something like this from happening again?
Exactly. And we're in a situation where there is a real need for us to produce more affordable housing, not increase the cost of housing.
Okay. All right, Conor, listen, that's where we leave it. Thanks for giving us your view and
the view of the
Home Builders Association. Their Director of Housing with the Home Builders Association, with the Construction Industry Federation, Conor O'Connell, on why they feel that this is the wrong time, the wrong sort of a levy. There's other ways to do this.